Girls out of sight, yeah. Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Close my eyes, and what do I see? The same old face staring right back at me. Time goes on, and the lines start to show all the miles on this body and soul. Down another bright light.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
What I drive a broke down rig on made pipe ties, 40 foot of overload. A lot of people say that I'm crazy because I don't know how to dig it slow. I got a broomstick on the throttle, I got a rope it up and he'll ride down. Non-stop back to Dallas, popping them West Coast turnarounds. And they call me Speedball, Speedball Tucker. Daryl on the highway and all them other truckers will tell you that the boy is mad. You be driving in a rig like that. You know the rain may blow, the snow may snow, and the giant bikes they may freeze, but they don't bother old Speedball. He going any damn way he please. He got a broomstick on the throttle to keep his throttle foot a dancing round, with a cup full of cold black coffee and a pocket full of West Coast turnarounds. And they call me Speedball, Speedball Tucker. There are all the highway and all them other truckers will tell you that the boy is mad. You be driving in a rig like that. One day I looked into my rearview mirror, and coming off from behind, there was a Georgia State policeman and $100 fine. Well, he looked me in the eyes, he was riding me up. He said, driver, you've been flying, and 95 is the route you were on. It was not the speed limit sign. Yeah, they call me Speedball, Speedball Tucker. There are all the highway and all them other truckers will tell you that the boy is mad. You be driving in a rig like that. Yeah, they call me Speedball, Speedball Tucker. There are all the highway and all them other truckers will tell you that the boy is mad. You be driving in a rig like that.
I've been here. This is Brian Grinahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night. Touch the sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool, said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words lie
silent raindrops fell. Echo the wills of silence,
and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls,
the tenement halls, whispered the sounds of silence.
Suddenly read when your television wants you dead. Lift your covers and meet me at the edge of your bed. How are the children in your head? How are the children? Are they fed? Did you tie your sequin dress? You really make a mess. Give yourself the cord again. You'd rather take your life than be somebody's wife. I don't think that's a sin. Cause I was in.
Thank you. is Will Wiesenfeld.
I'm Doc, and you're listening to WMFO Bedford.
Thank you.